Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you boys and girls, and welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book.com. Welcome to the Phantom of the Political Opera. Hello, is this the Phantom? How we do, lads? Good evening. Welcome to Oscar tonight. Tonight is a great night in the Soviet USA. And all of their little communists are out tonight to honor Hollywood. Or as we call it, porno world. Yes, all the traitors are out tonight wearing their finest attire. And they're also stealing some tires. The women are dressed magnificently. They are wearing their bustiers tonight. And they are wearing slits in their dresses all the way up to their ears. Some are coming in bathing suits. And some are coming in evening wear, which is the same thing. Well, here comes Angelina Jolie. She is just back from the continent of Africa, where she's adopted two pygmy tribes. No, those aren't little kids. Those are 40-year-old men. And Bruce Springsteen is going to be our host tonight. He's going to sing a song about racial profiling. And George Clooney may get an award for playing an American in the military. As a matter of fact, here comes George now. George, are you going to get an award for playing an American in the military?
Oh, I hope so. I want to be like a brave man.
And another candidate for the big Order of Lemon Award tonight is Whoopi Goldberg, who's a black woman, and she's going to play a nun she plays the role of Sister Jack Daniels. But it looks like the big winner is going to be a murderer turned actor. His name is Sean Phnom Penh, who is responsible for the murder of 2.5 million Cambodians. Yes, he likes to play a baby raping Marines in Vietnam. That's his starring role. He is a super rat, and he is getting the Order of Lemon with two hammer and sickle clusters. And his role is he's playing in a movie called Milk, where he plays a cow. It's like Brokeback Mountain. Only it's two cows, no horses, and their best pet movie is going to be Chris Matthews' dog, and we have only one scene, but they had to edit it out because there was too much sex, Chris got tingles up his leg. And so did the dog. And the best award for an animated movie about animals is going to Michael Moore, who plays a seal up in the Pribilof Islands, and he is laying on the rocks, and this is Michael Moore on the rocks, and it's not a drink, and he's adding a blubber to his winter coat. Hello, Michael Moore. Say something anti-American for us.
I think Cuba is nicer. The Cubist people are very nice. Some of my best friends are Cubies.
And I think the host of the ceremonies tonight is either going to be John the Monkey, Claudette Colbert, or a PLO dancer, Mar. He's a private dancer, a dancer for money, and any old country will do. As a matter of fact, I think Bill Maher was in The Passion. Yes, and he was a catcher for 30 pieces of silver. He played a catcher in the baseball movie. Hello, I'm back. And they're rolling out the red communist carpet for the rest of the Quislings, who are now getting out of the big limo buses. And oh, they're going to have the Star Spangled Banner. They don't know if Hillary Clinton is going to sing it, Madeleine Albright, or Rosie, you know, that fat woman that scratches herself a lot. That Rosie, what's her name? So many communists, and I can't count them all. They call themselves the anti-war crowd. Yes, they're against the Americans winning the war. Yes, I call them the anti-win crowd. Bunch of big farts. Oh, here comes Meathead from Archie Bunker times. Meathead's big communist. He's a member of the party. There are so many horror movies today that they're changing the name of the studio to Screamworks. A lot of people are getting married. You know, they used to get married in Las Vegas at the Elvis Presley chapel, and now they get married on the Friday the 13th in the woods. And everybody wears hockey masks. Those are only love stories. And 10-year-olds can go to the movies and see Fiji, pretty gruesome, and they can come with their dates, as long as they promise not to kill them. Oh, here comes Comrade Janet Garofalo and Al of Frankenstein. They just made a movie together. My mother was an only child. They have just came back fresh from their victories at the American radio station. They took over a New York radio station and they threw the Calypso people out in the street. And then they ran it into the ground, and they overdrew at the bank by $22 million, and they refused to pay it back because that's the communist way. They're waiting for the stimulus package. We interrupt this program to bring a special announcement. It has been confirmed that Mark Anthony has broken up with Jay Leno, and that Jay Leno is going back to Ben Affleck. I understand that John Kerry won't be at the awards tonight because he's in Syria licking the ankles of Bashar al-Assad, trying to get some IED orders. Excuse me, sir, what do you think about John Kerry going to Syria and licking the boots of Bashar al-Assad? Do you think he should be here tonight to get the Jane Fonda Award, the Haktui Spittoon? How do you feel about John Kerry betraying his country every day of the week? Did you know he was a flag burner and a...
Are you an assassin? I'm a soldier. You're neither. You're an errand boy. Sent by grocery clerks.
Hey, 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 hey a baby killer.
Hi, you boys and girls. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book.com. The big news tonight is that Eric Holder has been asked to step down by the Obama administration. And he's not going quietly.
There's only the argument. I'll not step aside. I will not allow any talking monkey take my place.
I'm getting real nervous with all this monkey talk lately. I think there's too much emphasis on jungle animals. Please rise for the new national anthem, the stimulus package national anthem. Translated page 978 of the stimulus package from the original Arabic, and it looks like there is money being put aside to fight the potential diseases that may come from the Caribbean and from Latin America, and there's $27 billion has been put aside in Chuck Schumer's top drawer in his office in Chappaqua, and it's to fight a merengue fever.
think we're ready to lay this first track down. By the way, my name is Bruce Dickinson. Yes, the Bruce Dickinson. And I gotta tell you, fellas, you have got what appears to be a dynamite sound. I gotta have more cowbell, baby.
Cowbell, baby. Nice move. Beautifully done.
Honey,
you gotta come work for me. Upstairs.
I could get you in now. You love it. Nobody tells you when to go to bed. You eat all the ice cream you want. You get to kill. All day, all night, just like an angel.
Notice that John Kerry is now in Syria, sitting in the same chair that Senator Nelson sat in, that Jimmy Carter sat in, that Uday Pelosi sat in. Now, why is John Kerry in Syria? Who's being sold out? Watch out, Israel. You're going to be another Taiwan. These guys are going to, at your expense, trade you like a ball player. And something stinks. What say you, Chris?
Something stinks like stale French fries.
I wonder if Kerry offered to deliver any of the IEDs from Syria down the street to Iraq. I'll bet you he never visited any of the American troops right down the street. I wouldn't be surprised if he asked that the windows be closed in Bashar al-Assad's palace so that he didn't have to listen to the bombs going off. Yeah, metal man, the metal warrior. There he is, John Kerry, Hanoi Jane's John. Wait till his bank account number comes up in Stavos, Switzerland. Last week, it was announced in the underground media that they found a documentary created by Jane Fonda, a propaganda film called FTA, F the Army. And they were going to premiere it. And you know what? We haven't heard boo since then. The communist media has smothered it. You can't find it anywhere. How's that? It was like when Monica Lewinsky broke and the Clintons tried to buy all the newspapers in the country. Hey, John, you know what you should do? You should go watch the movie Patton to learn what a real soldier is like. Pick a private, any private.
Wall Street Journal report on Fox.
I was watching Wall Street Journal report on Fox, and I came across a clip of Richard Holbrooke meeting with Mohammed Karzai. And you got to see this. You got to see this faux pas. It's obvious to anybody that's watching that Richard Holbrooke has no respect for Mohammed Karzai, who happens to be the head man in Afghanistan. And the Wall Street boys are saying that the Obama administration doesn't like Mohammed Karzai. Well, let me tell you something. That's not the way to treat a man in his own country. And if you want any kind of cooperation, you got to learn a little finesse. Mohammed Karzai is sitting there, and he is sitting straight up and leaning a little bit forward towards Richard Holbrooke. And Holbrooke is laying back with an attitude, he's waiting for somebody to apply suntan lotion on him. And you can see from his body language he has no respect for Karzai. You can't do that. I mean, this guy has avoided two assassinations by Al-Qaeda. And I'll tell you right now, nobody from the Obama administration knows who the good guys are and who the bad guys are, because they probably didn't listen to the Bush intelligence, okay? And they're starting with their own step one. And they're going to learn the hard way, and they're going to make a lot of mistakes, and it's really sad. And the other thing that bothers me is that since Obama has been in charge, the media has not announced the new body count that's attributable to the Obama administration. Bush's Afghanistan body count as ended at 561. 561 Americans died in Afghanistan under the Bush administration. Now, I know there are bodies coming home already from Afghanistan. I want to see the running count, just like the New York Slimes and Communist Newsweek and Communist News Network and Wolf Blitzer Rasfanjani and Chris Matthews Rasfanjani, the guy that... when he walks his dog, he has to use a stick with a noose on it so the dog doesn't give him a leg rub. Yeah. These guys killed many Marines in Gitmo, and they killed them in Iraq and Afghanistan. Our media did more damage than Al-Qaeda. And now they're not counting the bodies because it's not Bush's watch anymore? Can't do that. And I told you before, and I'll say it again, Democrats get you into war, and they leave you to die on the battlefield. 9-1-1 was the Clinton gift to America. That should be in his library when you walk in. Those two towers coming down, that's the Clinton towers. Don't blame Bush for that. Bush got caught holding the bag. So, now having said that... I'll give you a little music, and I'll soften you up a little bit. I did mention before about John Kerry, right? That he's in Syria, and the Israelis are going to get stuffed. They definitely are going to get double-crossed. And they're going to be traded like a baseball team. Like a steroid-taking baseball team. Yep. That's what our kids got to look forward to. And I told you about the drug raid the other day at a local auto parts store in my borough, and that these guys have been running this drug operation which made between $100,000 and $300,000 a week, and they were bringing all the drugs all the way over to the to New York City. They were bringing them in from San Diego, California, through UPS and FedEx. How's that? Now, if those drugs are coming in UPS and FedEx, what? There's no drug sniffing dogs checking out the depots? Well, if drugs can come in UPS and FedEx, who says anthrax can't come in the same way? You think about it. And not only that, but these drugs came from San Diego, which by way of Mexico. Okay? So, as long as we got open borders, we're going to have dead Americans. And you see that the guy that is being accused of killing Chandra Levy, he's a Salvadoran immigrant. They don't say he's illegal or legal. They just say he's a Salvadoran immigrant. How come we don't vet these people? You mean the guy never committed a crime in Salvador? He's in jail now for two other crimes here in the USA. And he got caught in California. Because they have judges, and he kills them in Washington, D.C., and he hides out in California because the courts are favorable. Yeah, you don't think these guys don't know that? Think about that. Okay, let me give you the light side of life here. Before I do that, I'm going to give you a patent quote so you can see the difference between Americans and John Kerry from Stavos, Switzerland, by way of Hanoi Jane's house. I'm going to play you a clip from Patton, and I just want you to think of John Kerry. This guy, while still on active duty, was testifying against the U.S. military to the UN or to some international world court while he was still in uniform. He took his medals and made believe he threw them over the White House wall. He consorted with known communists. If you go to my website, www.captainsblog.us, you can see him sitting in Hanoi with the Vietnamese, North Vietnamese, with underneath a bust of Ho Chi Minh. You can see him at rallies flying the North Vietnamese flag. And now he's a senator from the state of New York who votes to burn the flag and votes to kill kids. And this is what Massachusetts, the home of Bunker Hill, sends us today. Sends us Ketchup Boys. And I want you to hear the difference between guys like John Kerry and real Americans.
Now, an army is a team. It lives, eats, sleeps, fights as a team. This individuality stuff is a bunch of crap. The bilious bastards who wrote that stuff about individuality for the Saturday Evening Post don't know anything more about real battle than they do about fornicating. Now, we have the finest food and equipment, the best spirit, and the best men in the world. You know, by God, I actually pity those poor bastards we're going up against. By God, I do. We're not just going to shoot the bastards. We're going to cut out their living guts and use them to grease the treads of our tanks. We're going to murder those lousy Hun bastards by the bushel. Now, some of you boys, I know, are wondering whether or not you'll chicken out under fire. Don't worry about it. I can assure you that you will all do your duty. The Nazis are the enemy. Wade into them. Spill their blood. Shoot them in the belly. When you put your hand into a bunch of goo that a moment before was your best friend's face, you know what to do.
Patton led a winning team, and he's buried with his men in Belgium. When you hear this next piece, and he mentions Louisiana, just think of Woodcrap, New York, where the cowards went and hid out while GIs were pulling their buddies' bodies out of rice paddies. And they blocked the throughway. The warriors, the Clinton warriors.
There's one thing that you men will be able to say when you get back home. And you may thank God for it. 30 years from now, when you're sitting around your fireside with your grandson on your knee, and he asks you, what did you do in the great World War II? You won't have to say, well, I shoveled shit in Louisiana.
My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride, from every mountainside, let freedom ring. Let music swell the breeze, and ring from all the trees, sweet freedom song. Let mortal tongues awake, let all that breathe partake, let rocks their silence break, the sound prolong.
Okay, I wanted to tell you one thing about California. You noticed that Arnold Schwarzenegger, who won a reinfection in California because they threw a Gray Davis, a gray out Davis, because they had no energy. They were paying through the nose for electricity, and they was dying from self-inflicted wounds. So they threw out Gray out Davis, and they took Arnold, the Terminator, who was going to get all the bills paid. And Arnold is running around Washington looking for $18 billion in bailout money. Well, let me tell you something. The price of oil per barrel today is a little over 35. It should be 25. And if California opened up the offshore drilling, California wouldn't need $18 billion. They could pay their bills tomorrow. But they don't want to do that. They want to collect welfare from the other 49 states, and that's who's going to carry California. All that stimulus money is going to go to California from all the other states that could use it for themselves, because California is selfish. And it's time that all the states got together and put the pressure on California to open up those drilling wells. And it's time that California took care of itself.
Here and get me some money too. knowing what it's all about. You ain't got no money, they will put you out. Why don't you do right like some other men do? Get out of here and get me some money too. If you had prepared 20 years ago, you wouldn't be a wandering now from door to door. Why don't you do right like some other men do? Get out of here and get me some money too.
Let me say this one more time. There's three investments in America that the average American has, if he's fortunate enough to have three. He's got his job, he's got his home, and he's got his investments in stocks and bonds. Okay? Two of those investments are gone. The value of his home is not there anymore. And his stocks have depreciated at least 40%. And this market may go to 6,000. So he may have a depreciation of 60%. And these guys are talking about 8 to 10 years for the market to come back. There are retirees that don't have 8 to 10 years. But they got a lot of worries tonight. And there are young people that will be paying a 40-year mortgages after they come up with 30% down to buy a house. And they're not going to have a chance, because when the government runs out of money on the next go-around, everybody's taxes are going to go up. They're going to tax everything you can think of, including the seat you sit on. We got to change things. And one of the things I believe we can change is, my question is, why do you have to have a 30-year mortgage? And why in the 30 years of paying off that mortgage, why is it that in the first 7 years you don't get any equity in your house while you're making those payments? Let's say you bought a $200,000 house and your payments are $1,500 a month. In the first year, you've paid off $18,000 and it all went to interest. In the second year, you paid off $18,000 and it all went to interest. And they tell you when at the end of the 30th year, you wait till you see how the principal comes down so fast. No, that shouldn't be. Banks should not get paid up front while you got to pay back over 30 years. That's not right. That's the old way of doing things, and this is the new age. The first 7 years, five of those first 7 years should be equity building for the homeowner. You come in with a 20% down payment or a 30% down payment, which is what they're going for. They're going, you won't, 20% won't cut it anymore. But you come in with your down payment, and they're telling you that you won't, that at the end of the first year, If you put 20% down, at the end of the first year, your equity is the same, 20%. At the end of the second year, it's the same, 20%. At the end of the sixth year, it's the same, 20%. That's a bunch of crap. The banks are making it that there's been no adjustment to the banks' greed. But your sacrifice has been doubled. And that's not right. Instead of these guys talking, stretching the payments out from 30 years to 40 years to the bank's advantage, how about we shorten the term of the mortgage and do 7 to 10 year mortgages, and the mortgage is paid off. And the equity every year increases. So at the end of the first year, your 20% becomes 30%. And at the second year, the 30% becomes 40%. Now if there's a hit on the economy and the housing market goes down, you still got equity in your house. And that's the way it should be. Somebody's got to restructure a mortgage payments. Talk to you.
I'm back, and I saw a movie the other night, and it was called Chance with Kevin Bacon about bringing a Marine's body home, and I thought it was a nice piece, and it shows him traveling all the way from Dover Air Force Base out to, it was either Montana or Utah, and how the people are different. Yet they're still Americans, and I thought it was a good piece, and I particularly liked the fact that one scene they show him where they have a hotel room for him, and he says, no, I'll stay in the warehouse with the body, and they make him comfortable, and they give him a sleeping bag, and he spends the night with the private he's bringing home to his parents. And I thought it was pretty touching. And one of the most touching scenes was he meets an Army Ranger who's also accompanying a body. And it turns out that he's accompanying his brother's body. So there are people who pay a lot of dues to be Americans. And we should never forget that. And I have a picture. Somebody sent me a picture of an aircraft, a commercial aircraft that night, full of passengers, and they're all, and you can see the silhouette around, you can see the aircraft, you can look inside the windows of the aircraft, and you can see the people sitting in the seats, and they're looking out the windows, and the cargo hatch has been opened, and they're bringing out, into the dark of the night, a flag-draped coffin, and you just see the looks on their faces, and when I was watching that movie, I said to my wife last night, that's the same flag draping those coffins that 48 senators voted to burn, and they called it freedom of speech. How can you let them do that? How can you let them get away with that? How can you let them kill kids and call it settled law? That's terrible.
Freedom itself was a testimony by a faceless coward, and freedom will be defended.
Right, oh my God, another plane has just hit. It hit another building, flew right into the middle of it. Explosion.
There was a huge explosion sound. Everyone came out. A large section of the building is blown out.
Two planes into the towers of 1 and 2 World Trade Center. A third plane crashed to the Pentagon.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life.
I'm very worried, very scared.
And I had to start again. With just my children and my wife.
It shakes everything that you love.
Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Fallen in Manhattan looks like it was bombed during the Second World War.
Some of the casualties are in the collapsed building and buildings around the World Trade Center. I'm told that it's just a scene of rubble and utter devastation.
This country will rebound, and what can you say in a situation? There's just not a lot we can say.
Oh, beautiful, oh, heroes proved.
This is something that's affecting everyone directly.
In liberating strife.
Not just the guys that are going overseas to fight for us.
I pray that God will give our leaders wisdom.
Who more than self, our country loves. And mercy more than life.
There's no reason for this. There's no excuse for this. And there's something like this. It's just something you never thought you would live to see.
America!
We will do whatever is necessary to protect America and Americans. I ask the American people to join me in saying a thanks for all the folks who have been fighting hard to rescue our fellow citizens, and to join me in saying a prayer for the victims and their families.
But now wait a minute, I'm talking about America, sweet America. You know, God done shed his grace on thee. Yes, he did. Every brotherhood.
resolve of our great nation is being tested. But make no mistake, we will show the world that we will pass this test. God bless.
Wouldn't that be something that we call them back? You better hope that we don't have to call Bush back. And there's people talking about impeaching Obama already. Let's hope it doesn't come to that. I worry about who surrounds him. Well, let me cheer you up. There's a big holiday coming up. It'll be Irish Heritage Month next month. So let me give you an exaggeration song.
On the 4th of July, 1806, we set sail from the sweet home of Cork. We were sailing away with a cargo of bricks for the Grand City Hall in New York. It was a wonderful craft, she was right for the laugh. You know how the wild wind drove her. She stood several blasts, she had 27 masts, and they called her the Irish Rover.
We had 1 million bags of the best loyal rags. We had 2 million barrels of snow. We had 3 million sides of our blind hearts and sides. We had 4 million barrels of bones. We had 5 million hogs, 6 million ducks, 7 million barrels of porter. We had 8 million files of old nanny ghost tales in the halls of the Irish Rover.
He would toot with skill for each sparkling quadrille, till the dancers were Fluter and Betts. With his smart, witty talk, he was cock of the walk, and he rolled the dames under and over. They all knew him at last, but he took up his stance, and he stared in the eye.
There was Johnny McGurk, who was scared of a war, and a man from Westmead come along. There was Slugger O'Toole, who was drunk at the roll, and fighting Bill Tracy from Dover. And your man, Mike McCann, from the banks of the Bend, was a skipper from the Irish Rover.
For a sailor, it's always a bother in life. It's so lonesome by night and by day. Then he longs for the shore and a charming young whore who will melt all his troubles away. All the noise and the rout, full of pudding and stout, for him soon is done and over. Of the love of a maid, he is never afraid, but out far from the Irish Rover.
We have sailed 7 years when the measles broke out, and the ship lost its way in the fog. And a whale of a crew was reduced to the two, just to stop and the captain's old dog. And the ship took a rock, oh Lord, what a shock. The boat, it was turned right over.
Turned nine times around, and the poor old dog was drowned. And the last of the Irish Rover.
the natives steaming.
I like the island Manhattan.
I know you do.
Smoke on your pipe and put let it be.
In America.
Okay. Buying on credit is so nice.
One look at us may charge twice.
I have my own washing machine.
What will you have though to keep clean?
Sketch papers bloom in America. Cadillacs zoom in America. Industry boom in America.
Well, in a room in America.
New housing with more space.
Lots of doors slamming in our face.
I'll get a terrace apartment.
Better get rid of your accent.
Life can be bright in America.
If you can fight in America.
Life is all right in America.
If you're all white in America.
Here.